A solution to the problem of invasive species might not be black and white. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. The increase in global trade is giving rise to more problems with plants and animals that move from their native habitats into new environments. Government officials sometimes try to fight the problem with a blacklist, something that will keep out organisms that are known to be bad actors if they invade new territory. Chris Costello is a natural resources economist at the University of California at Santa Barbara. He says the blacklist is not always effective. Just because a plant or animal is not on the list does not mean that it can't get across a border and cause problems. Costello says an alternative is the so-called whitelist. It focuses on what is allowed in, not on what's kept out.
Whitelist policy says all the species on this list are allowed in and nothing else can come in. A whitelist is a much more restrictive policy. From an economic standpoint, the potential problem is that you're likely to be excluding lots of things that wouldn't be causing damage anyway.
Costello says the best solution to the invasive species problem might be somewhere between the whitelist and the black one.
The question then becomes, is there some middle ground? Is there a gray list that we could adopt where we could use information maybe from the experiences of other countries to try to predict either the kinds of trading partners that are likely to bring in damaging pests or the kinds of partners that are likely to be clean.
Costello says the United States now follows the blacklist approach to fighting invasive species. Some countries, such as Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa, are trying the whitelist approach instead. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.